Chapter 1. The Principles of Body Language. Body language, or sometimes called communication, is the unspoken or nonverbal approach of correspondence that we do in each and every part of our partnership with somebody else. It resembles a mirror that divulges to us what the other individual is thinking or feels due to our words or activities. Nonverbal communication behavior includes motions, subtle gestures, and other body signs. Would you believe that, all things considered in most scenarios, 60% to 80% of the messages that we pass on to other individuals are transferred through nonverbal communication, and the real verbal correspondence represents just 7 to 10%? Our capacity to use nonverbal communication decidedly and to translate other people's brains through their nonverbal communication or messages isolates the guys from the boys, or women from young ladies, and can be a capable device to our general identity enhancement. Imagine making an incredible impression for work, business, and love by being educated in this not actually normal yet intense discipline. It's the implicit instrument to an efficient life. So read on and find how you can read and use nonverbal communication skills, or bodily language, the most used yet most misjudged mystery dialect on earth. Analyze the signs the right way. We use body language regularly in our lives to convey the desired info, to achieve positive criticism in our lives, and to get whatever we need. We use this dialect constantly, but we could not know about it. Furthermore, this dialect does not just include the mouth, but the whole body as well, and that is why it can be so complicated to read sometimes. Can you try and visualize the splendid energy of using it? With it, you will have the capability to translate other people's inward emotions, regardless of whether they are not directly interacting it. You're going to likewise have the capacity to change your conduct to fit the circumstances. You will encourage them to like and actually believe you. What words cannot do, nonverbal communication can. In this section, we will examine the different body signals or developments passed on by individuals in numerous situations. How about we start? Suggesting interest. It is crucial to know whether individuals listen to what you are saying, else you are simply misusing your opportunity and losing time. Just visualize you are a science educator. You have reliably been preoccupied with science, so then you accept that your students feel an indistinguishable interest in the exact same thing as you. Be that as it may, would they say they are exceptionally fascinated? Are your proving techniques that are good enough to excite them? Unless you can perceive the diverse body signals, your students are handing down. You could never know how they're adjusting to the topic. Here are some of the body language gestures and signs by people who are interested in what you are saying. They keep eye contact for more than 60% of the time. The more wide open the eyes are, the more interested the individual is. Undoubtedly, a man generally maintains eye contact more when tuning in than when talking. Their heads are inclined forward. They are gesturing their heads. Such activity indicates that they're accepting you. That suggests they're conscious and listening to you. Their feet are pointing toward you. They smile every now and again. Be that as it may, observe, not all smiles hand down a similar inclination. An elliptical smile is not real. It's utilized to demonstrate friendliness. The lips are kept absolutely once more from the upper and lower teeth, framing the oval shape. That is generally the smile that numerous people show when they fake to really appreciate a weak joke. Signs that they are more open. When you were a child, have you at any point tried to unwind what your folks' facial expression suggests when you ask that they get you a different toy or to take you to Disneyland? A grimace would likely be a no, but a nod and smile would influence you to leap with happiness. As you become older, it has turned into a need to have the capability to determine if other individuals will agree with your choice or proposal. That is a capacity that will genuinely help conciliators, workers, and even lovers to prevail in their undertakings, since they would have the capacity to change their method early enough